Hi, guys, and welcome to the Okay So podcast with Lins and Jens.
I'm Jensen. I'm 23 years old, newly married, and you may have seen me on So You Think You Can Dance.
And I am Lindsay, 27-year-old new mom to my beautiful daughter, Sage, and you may recognize me from Dancing with the Stars. We are sisters who were born and raised in Utah, and we are so excited to dive into all things family, sisterhood, friendship, lifestyle, and so much more.
Okay, so let's get into it.
What's up, you guys, and welcome back to the Okay So podcast. We are so excited for today's episode. I'm Lindsay.
And I'm Jensen.
And it's going to be a good one. First of all, we want to say we're sorry. We know that we typically put our podcasts out on Monday, but we are no longer going to be doing Mondays. We're going to do Wednesday because I just barely started the live shows of Dancing with the Stars. And we want to incorporate a little recap of that show every single week. And since we filmed the show on Monday, we figured Wednesday is probably the earliest we could get an episode out. So that's why we're switching it to Wednesdays. We're sorry we left you hanging this week, but hopefully we'll make up for it today with this really fun episode.
Yeah, no, this episode is going to be so good. We just thought it'd be fun because obviously this is what is happening in, I mean, mostly Lindsay's life, but and you guys loved. We did like last year when you did the recaps on our YouTube channel. People loved it. So we thought it'd be so fun to just bring it to the podcast and yeah, just really give our honest opinions about it.
Yeah, because yeah, it was fun. Like Jensen said, last year I did some, because I wasn't actually on Dancing with the Stars last season, and I did a recap every single week of my opinions. But now I'm actually on the show, so I feel like I can give an even more in-depth like recap because I'm seeing the behind the scenes. I'm feeling all the vibes from all the celebrities, from their partners. Like,
I've got the insider.
I know. I'm obviously not going to be able to spill all the beans out of respect for some people, but I'll give you as much as I possibly can. And yeah, but oh my goodness, you guys. So we are recording this episode. It's Tuesday. Last night was the first show of Dancing with the Stars season 30. And oh my goodness.
It was a good one.
It was so freaking good. I still can't believe it actually happened. And I can finally, if you missed it, and in case you don't know, my partner is Matt James, The Bachelor. Yes, I feel like, so I'm really curious to know if you felt like I did a good job of hiding it in our last podcast that we did, because we talked about all the contestants and I really tried to like play it cool when I was talking about Matt and not like talk him up too much or like give too many inside details about him.
Well, so we got comments because we also filmed the episode last week and put it on our YouTube. And a lot of people are like, she totally has Matt James. She got so excited when she started talking about him. So
dang it.
Who knows?
It's okay. Now everybody knows. So yeah, I know. My partner is Matt James. And oh my gosh, let's just start with that.
He's so freaking cool.
He is the nicest human ever. So here's the thing. I think I mentioned this last week. I am a huge Bachelor fan. Watched his entire season. So I felt like I already knew a lot about him, but I forget, and of course I already know this, there's so much more to people than what you see on TV. Totally. And it's been so cool because I feel like we saw one side of Matt on The Bachelor, but there's so much more to him. He's so fun, so just like laid back, kind. He's literally the most – he's just such a gentleman. Yeah. And he works really hard. So we're having so much fun, but it was so hard to keep it secret. I'm so glad I don't have to do that anymore. It was impossible, honestly. And the other hard thing – oh, go ahead.
No, I had the chance to meet him last week, and he is seriously such a good guy. And, like, it's really cool to see because it's, like, a lot of people in the industry aren't as cool as you would like them to be. It's kind of a letdown.
Not as genuine.
Yes, but literally when I say he had a conversation with me, he cared about the conversation, he was so sweet, so nice, and he is just, like, so excited about this. Like, I just feel like he is – loving dancing with you, and is just so excited and like motivated to like do really good.
Yeah, he's literally the best. Like, the best. There's certain people that like as a pro you really don't care about their dance ability because they have so much, like, they care about it, they work hard, they have a fun personality, you guys get along well. Like, that's what I care about more than dance experience. And then it just helps that he actually is not a bad dancer. Like, he does pretty dang good. Obviously, he's not like a perfect technician in any way, but he was so much fun. But we'll get more into that later when we talk about our dance.
Yeah.
But I'm just so excited you guys can finally be aware of who my partner is. We have been having so much fun. And it, yeah, it's been so cool because like I got to meet Rachel. She is so sweet, literally the sweetest person ever. They are such a good couple and she has been so supportive of him, which is so important because you need somebody in your corner to like cheer you on and like guide you through all this. And she's been incredible. And then he got to meet like Jensen. He's met Sage. He's met Sam. So it's just really cool because I feel like we already have a great relationship and that's really important because we're going to be spending a lot of time together. Like, yeah. I'll spend more time with him over the next 2.5 months than I'll spend with Sam. So it's like
you want to like him.
Yes, exactly. And I'm really glad that we get along so well. He's just a really, really good person.
The TikTok he posted today was so good. Not TikTok, real, but the TikTok dance.
I'm like, how good is he? He's so,
so
fun.
Freaking awesome. Yeah.
I know. And he like loves it. He's like, we're going to do one every day. I'm like, I'm in. Okay. I'm down. Just tell me.
Content
I'm like,
queen.
Yeah, we got this. But yeah, he's great. So yeah, I'm so happy about that. And then we are going to, like I mentioned, every single week, we're going to do a little bit of a recap. Sometimes it might be the whole episode. Sometimes it might just be like the intro and then we'll talk about other things as well. But I feel like for this week, season 30 premiere, we've got to take a full episode just to discuss everything that happened last night.
There's a lot to talk about.
So much to talk about. It was so – okay. I can't even like – well, first of all, let me just kind of like line up for you all how this even works. So most of us met our partners like almost 3 weeks ago. So it has been a long time coming just like getting ourselves to this first show. So most people have met their partners and had been rehearsing with them for at least 3 weeks. Well, 3 weeks max. I feel like me and Matt had about 2.5 weeks. Anyways, and there's people who didn't have as much time, which I'll get into that later. But it's just felt like it was like such a buildup. And that first episode is so terrifying because as a professional, you have no idea how your partner is going to react when those lights, cameras, actions hits and when the judges are there and people are watching, like you really don't know. I've had partners who rise to the occasion, who dance better than they've ever danced before. And then I've had partners who forget choreography, who panic, who like get, you know, make mistakes. Like you just, well, you don't know.
Even as like a dancer, sometimes you don't know how you're going to react when it like the show goes live. Sometimes you're just like, it's so much excitement that your body kind of just takes over. So I'm sure that's such like a, I would be... That was what I was most nervous for with Matt. I was like, I wonder if he's going to just like, because it's literally, I'm like, how could they not? It's their first time. Yeah. There's so many nerves.
Yeah. Well, and it's like, yeah, it's either the nerves either get to them and they make them like mess up or forget their moves, or it gives them extra energy and they give like 110%. Which I feel like that's what happened. Yes. It like turned it on. And sometimes though, that means like maybe with the added energy, sometimes like the technique details get left out. But in my opinion, I'd rather see a really entertaining performance.
Same.
Instead of like a reserved performance, but perfect technique. So
yeah,
that's kind of my thoughts. But yeah, so that's kind of how like leading up to premiere, everybody's just kind of like a bundle of nerves because you're just not really sure how it's going to go. Like going into next week, it's going to feel better because Matt knows the feeling of doing the show and I'll feel like a little bit more settled. Like, okay, I know how he reacts. I know that he's going to, you know, it's just, it's a little bit easier, not easier, but it's less like anxiety going into the next week.
Totally. How was he? I mean, we can talk about this, but like, how was he leading up like the day of the show? Was he nervous, excited?
No, he was great. He was so excited. Like I have to say, I always try to be super chill and I feel like I'm a pretty chill person. I don't really get like super like, and if I do, I don't show it because that's the worst thing you can do for your partner is to be nervous yourself. So I keep it chill and he was like right on my level. You could tell like once we went live, he was like feeling like the nerves, but he held it together. And like, it wasn't like he was like, I'm fine. Like he was like, oh yeah,
I'm nervous, but I'm okay.
But I'm okay. Yeah. He was great. Yeah. He handled the nerves so well. Cause some people just don't.
Okay. Well, so the first thing I want to post or talk about with the show was that they had all of the celebrities watching each other.
I know. Like,
that has got to be so nerve wracking.
So, okay. This is great. Last season, I wasn't there, but they had no audience. Normally, there's like 700 people in that room, and it's not a huge room. So 700 people in that tiny room is going to create a ton of noise, energy. Like, pressure. It's totally different. Last season, they had nobody in the ballroom, and all the celebrities and professionals watched from the balcony. This season, they were able to have audience on the first balcony. It was still maybe only like 100 people max, maybe, but still, 75, but so still much better than nothing. But then, yeah, they set up these like little tables on the floor so that celebrities could sit there. And like, so for the first episode, it sucked because they didn't reveal our partnerships until we danced. So I couldn't sit out there with Matt until after we performed. But on a normal, like moving forward, I will be sitting there with Matt during the show. Oh, like all of us will sit and watch.
I just thought it was so crazy, like watching the show, because you would think like, I mean, usually you guys are backstage together, maybe like working through some parts of the dance. If he has like, oh, I forgot the step, can we work through it really quick? But he sat there and you guys weren't until like third?
The very end. Yeah.
The very end. So he sat there and watched everyone dance. And two, that's nerve-wracking. By himself. But he watched, and sometimes that's hard because you can get a little bit intimidated when you're watching other people dance. You're like, oh gosh, they did so good. I don't look that good. Or maybe it hyped him up. I don't know. But I was just like, oh my gosh. Like, that is very nerve-wracking. They had them just sit there.
So yeah, it sucked. The whole entire show, they had the pros who hadn't danced yet. We were basically just hiding backstage. We couldn't be on camera. I couldn't go talk to him during commercial break because they didn't want the audience to see. So I was just like, I hope he's like, okay. Bye. I was like, bye, good luck. But what they did is like two dances before we went, they pulled him backstage and took us to this little like practice area. And we got like 5 minutes to walk through our dance. But it was quick. I mean, it was like we did it two times and that was it. So
good. That's good to know. I didn't know that.
We had a moment to like gather, which was good. But honestly, like when I saw him, he was fine. And I think like you said, sometimes people get like psyched out by watching other people, but I think it hyped them up because especially
he was going crazy. It was so funny to watch him.
Yes. Like I think he genuinely got hyped up because he was just like, this is so much fun.
Yeah.
And he's like, I think he also too, like he mentioned, he's like, you can tell the people who are really having fun out there. And he's like, that's what I want to do. He's like, I want to go out there and have fun with it, not like be so in my head. So I think it was good because he could tell that like, okay, I can just go out there and just like crush it and like enjoy myself. So he was in a really good headspace and we got practice for a little bit. And then, it was like, okay, go for it.
That's awesome. How was it during like the commercial break, like right before the dance or your package? What did he do?
We were just kind of like, I'm hugging him like, it's okay, you got this. And we're just kind of like breathing together. And like, he was pretty chill, honestly. He was pretty chill. And I was just like, you got this. You got this. And then I told him during our package, I'm like, just hang out with me. Like, we'll just talk. I don't even remember what I was saying to him, but we were just kind of like talking.
Were you kind of nervous too?
Oh, yeah. But I feel like I was just like, okay, you got this. I'm like, have fun with it. Just like breathe, relax, stay with me. Like, we got this. And then, and then it happened.
And then it happened.
It's like a freaking blur and it happens so dang fast. It's like you snap your fingers and it's over. So
crazy. Well,
and then
it
my
was
favorite
freaking
part
awesome.
Was at the end. I end on the ground and he literally like attacks me on the floor.
he didn't even wait 0.5 seconds. He was just like boom,
boom. It was so funny. He like gives me this huge hug. I'm like crouched down on the floor and he like picks me up.
Oh,
it was actually
so funny.
I know. It was so – that's always my favorite moment is right when they finish their first dance because the amount of relief you see in their face is just
relief
like –
relief and just like a rush of emotions.
Yes.
Of just like, holy crap, did that just happen?
Yeah.
It was awesome. So, literally, you guys killed it. It was so much fun to watch. I went to my parents' house last night and we watched the whole show and – it's just cool to see you up there. And were you getting emotional, though, when they were giving you the scores? Not in a bad way, but, like, were you just so happy that you kind of got emotional or no?
No. Like, I cry like, emotional?
Yeah, just, like, in your feels.
Oh.
No?
I mean, I was definitely, like, so happy, but I wasn't emotional, like,
okay. I mean, not when the judges, but when you're standing there and she was talking about Sage, I'm like, she looks like she's getting emotional.
Oh, no, I didn't. I mean, I was so, so happy, but I didn't feel like.
Yeah.
But maybe I looked like it. I don't know. It was weird, though. Like, I felt different. Like, I feel like normally I'm, like, very, like, I don't know. It just felt a little different. Like, I feel like I'm not as, like, stressed about the, like, I was only stressed about the dance, whereas normally I'm stressed about the dance and then I'm over there and the judges are talking and I'm like, trying to figure out, please say good things, please, please, please. And I'm just like, I didn't even care at that point. I was like, cool, whatever they have to say. Like,
yeah.
So I felt like I was more relaxed than I normally am when I'm standing at the judges, because usually I'm like so freaked out, I can't even process what's happening. So,
well, that's good though, because there's no reason for you to be. But,
well, yeah, it was like, awesome. I'm like, yeah, he did good.
Yay. So, okay, well, that was a lot on you and Matt.
I know. I know.
It was much
needed. Of course. We got to talk about him first. Okay, so then let's get into everybody. We'll start with the very first couple.
I have it pulled up so we can just it's like a recap of like what scores they got, what things the judges said.
Nice.
So we can kind of just go over it so we can remember.
Okay.
Okay. So first up, we had Mel C and Gleb. Yeah, they did good.
So good. I was freaking out about freaking Sporty Spice. Also,
Her arms.
She is ripped. Like,
yeah.
Her freaking body is a – looks. It needs to be a sculpture. It is insane. And in person, you're just like, oh, her legs, her arms, her abs, everything. She is freaking
Her body
ripped.
Was insane. I was like, dang, because how old is she?
I actually don't know.
I don't either. Because I was just like, well, dang, you look good.
She looks so good. And she's literally – like, she's the sweetest ever. She's
and then
so
the song
sweet.
They danced to was just
she's
classic.
47.
47, okay.
I know, yeah. So she looks amazing. I thought their dance was so good. It's really hard to go first in the show because it's like, it's
so
just nerve-wracking. So much pressure, but I thought she handled it well, and
she
I really,
really
liked
good.
It. Her legs and her feet are, they were so insanely good. Like,
yes, it was just
very,
like her upper body, I felt like she could just like calm down a little bit. Like it was a little tense.
Yeah, a little stiff.
Which, that could just be nerves, and that could just be that she's never done ballroom before. But, like, she did really, really good.
Yeah, she did.
Okay, and then the score they got was 27 out of 40.
Oh, wow.
And
yeah, that's
like,
good.
Yeah, that's really good. With scoring on the first week, it's like
– it's kind of hard.
It's kind of hard because it's like, did they – I mean, I think they deserve those scores. Would you want them to be higher? Of course. But I feel like on the first week, they always just kind of give lower scores, so then you can kind of grow from there type of thing.
Yeah.
But
what did they get? 7776?
Well, it was 27, so 27 divided by.
Yeah, no. It would be 3 7s and 1 6.
Perfect.
Which is probably fair. And everybody who goes first usually gets like a little bit lower score than if they had gone like in, later in the show, is my opinion.
Yeah. I mean, I think 7 is like a high number for a first
week. Oh, 7 for a first week is great. That's a really good number.
Yeah. Okay. Anything else about them, or do you want to move on?
No, I'm just really excited to see what she does because I feel like we just scratched the surface with her. So
yeah, I think she's gonna be amazing.
So good.
Okay, next up we have The Miz and Whitney.
Oh my gosh! So The Miz, his name's Mike. He is the funniest, most like out there guy. He is like that 24/7. Like I feel like people might think, I mean, obviously like on camera it's a little bit like he performs, but he has that attitude and personality all the time, and he is so funny. I loved their dance.
He just seems like a character. Like there was, when he was doing like the little interview at the beginning, they had him like talk like The Miz. And then he was talking like normal. And I'm just like, I feel like you are the same person.
I know. He really is. He is a character like 24/7.
I was dying when the judges were giving their comments. And he was just like, you could tell he was just having fun. He was just like,
I know.
Like, whatever.
He like talks back and like, yeah. He was funny. I love his dance because his facial expressions, I was dying. Like
he
just was all in.
Killing it. He literally gave 120%. And I think that was so fun because sometimes with the males, you wonder if they're like a little bit embarrassed to be like super, like to have a lot of performance and like to give facial expressions. Yeah. But he was just like going for it. And I thought it was so freaking awesome.
I know. He was awesome. And then his dancing was pretty good. He's a little bit loose up top.
I was surprised.
But his like footwork and technique was pretty great. He's pretty smooth and like quick on his feet, which you don't usually get with wrestlers. So
I was really impressed by him. Like when he was dancing, I was like, whoa, he actually looks pretty good.
Yeah, he was fun.
And his score was 24 out of 40, which that's sixes across the board, which I think
that's good.
He deserved that. Yeah.
I mean, I could have seen a 7 just because I thought he did, like, but still good. But then it's like Mel C went right before and her cha-cha was better. So it's like you kind of have hard that to, comparison. Like, yeah.
Yeah. Sweet. Okay. Next up. I hope I don't botch his name. Iman Shumpert?
Iman.
Iman. Oh my gosh. Iman. Okay. Next up we have Iman Shumpert and Daniela.
Okay. This was my favorite dance of the night.
This and they apart from didn't mine. Even yes, but they didn't even give him that much credit. Me and Dad were looking at each other like, this guy is freaking awesome. Like,
I know
his grooves and like how natural he looked.
He literally is, in my opinion, one of like the biggest surprises of the season.
Oh,
because he was awesome. I think we've had basketball players on the show and they're all pretty stiff. They're really flat footed. They're not quick on their feet. And he is like the polar opposite. He's so fun, so theatrical, performs, has groove. And then what was most impressive was that he was actually doing jive kicks, jive footwork.
And like harder jive moves. He was like doing really coordinated like moves. Yes. Yeah. Which I was like, holy crap. But yeah, they gave him a 21 out of 40. And I'm like, he deserved way higher, I thought.
It was so weird because it was like Carrie Ann gave a 7, then Len gives a 4. I'm like, there's no way that it was that different. Yeah.
Like, what? That doesn't even make sense. I mean, here's the thing. So good.
Of course, the technique wasn't great. Like, it wasn't perfect, but he was doing the steps and he performed. I'm like, Len should have, like, okay, if Len wants to be hard, but like 5 should have been the lowest. I can't even believe he got a 4. Like, that was crazy.
That was like, yeah. I mean, yeah. He did not deserve that. I thought it was so good.
So fun, right? I really, really liked him a lot.
Yeah, that was
and
a fun
he's
one.
Such a nice guy. Like, so sweet, outgoing. I love when that happens. I love when people come on the show and they're so different than what you would expect them to be.
Yeah, that's awesome.
So, yeah, he's really cool. But I loved their dance. I'm excited to see what else he does. It'll be interesting to see, like if they have a slow dance, like, what is he going to bring? You know what I mean? That's where it's going to get tough is, like, when people have really fun grooves, it's like, how does that translate over to – but, like, with last season with Nelly, he made it all the way to the finals. And it was mostly – I think it was because he had this really good personality and stage presence because his dancing was never perfect, but people enjoyed watching him.
Yeah. Next up, we have Olivia, Jade, and Val.
Woo! Okay. I thought this was – what score did they get again?
They got 25 out of 40.
Okay, so, okay. I thought this was really fun. And I have to say, I don't know how to say this. I knew she had no dance experience. So I was just like, this could either be like, this could fall flat or it could be really fun. And I thought it was really fun. Like,
she was awesome.
She was sharp. She was clean. She
her leg action was so good.
Yes. And the best was that she like really performed. She wasn't shy. She wasn't like, she didn't look intimidated, which is crazy because it's not like she's someone who has a lot of the girls this season have performed before, have either danced on a stage, performed on a stage, been an actor, been in movies or TV shows. She hasn't done any of that.
That was one thing I was really surprised about is how many times they said they either danced, they did Broadway, they did something. Like a ton of them on the show this year that have had some sort of dance experience, which is
– yeah, I honestly feel like – Brandon's partner, Kenya Moore, and Olivia Jade are the only two girls who have never, like, performed in some way.
Yeah.
Because, like, you have – yeah, everybody else. So that's huge. And that, like, I was impressed with that because I felt like she really – her stage presence was so good considering that she's never done anything like that.
Yeah. But, she just seems, like, likable. Too. Like she's like so as a nice. Person, I'm like, she just seems like I want to be friends with her type of thing.
She is such a sweetie. So I was happy for them.
Yeah, that was really, really good. Okay. Next up we have Jimmy, Allen, and Emma.
Yeah. Okay, so I love Jimmy. He is so much fun. I thought this tango was good, and I have to say, having tango week one is freaking
hard
because it's one of the dances where the rules are you're supposed to stay in frame for 90% of the performance. So it's really hard because you can't fluff up the performance with some groovy steps. You can't fluff it up with like some tricks or something.
It's
so you really
technical.
Have to like, it's all technical. So for somebody who's not a dancer, that's a really hard dance to get week one. Yeah. So I'm excited for him. And I think Len kind of mentioned this. He's like, your personality doesn't seem like the tango. And it's true. He is the most fun, outgoing, loud personality. So I'm really excited to see him do like a cha-cha or a jive or something where he can show his personality a little bit more.
Here's the quote. You're a cool sort of guy. Relax. I'm sure there's a lot more talent in there.
Yes, it's true though. And like the thing is, considering he did a really good job with the tango. His frame was good. His footwork was all there. It was like the frame did go in and out a little bit. It wasn't perfect and like it didn't stay perfect the whole dance, but it's there.
But it was good. Yeah.
Yeah, but it was good. But yeah, I agree that like I think when we see him do like a cha-cha or something, people are going to be like, oh my gosh, amazing.
Yeah.
So I'm excited for that.
They got a 22 out of 40. So
which that's, like that's kind of low. 6-7. That means they
– oh,
wait.
What?
Wait.
No, that's
– oh, that's really low. Did they get fives?
I feel like they got a five.
Oh, wow. That's pretty low. I would have given that sixes because he did – he was doing a really technical –
because, like, the highest score of the night was 28, and he got a 22.
Oh, wow.
I feel like he should have gotten higher.
Yeah.
But next up, we have Melora and Artem.
Oh, my goodness. You mean
Jam? I freaking love her.
I love – okay. When I tell you, she is the kindest soul ever. Every single time I see her. You are so beautiful. Oh my gosh. Aww. You are such a sweetheart. You're so talented. You're so good at everything. Like, just so kind, so complimentary to everybody. Genuine, interested. And I will say, too, that she is like, you can tell she's got that competitive spirit. She is all in. Like, when we have meetings with the cast, she's the one who's paying attention to the rules and to, like, well, what can we do here? And how do we do this? Like, it's so cute because you can tell that she's just like, she loves this. She's really into it. She wants to do well. And
that's awesome.
I thought she did great. I thought she did so good. I feel like I saw her do it in dress rehearsal and then I saw her do it live. And I felt like in dress rehearsal, she felt a little bit less tense because I feel like they said like her upper body was a little bit tense. I felt like in dress rehearsal, it was a little more relaxed. And I think that just comes with like
that's
the
just
first
nerves.
Show nerves. Yeah.
Yeah, totally. What dance did they have again? It was a
tango.
Tango, that's right.
But she was doing a hard tango. Like,
yeah, she had a
lot
of
steps
he
had her doing, so much content, hard, difficult steps, and she was doing it so well. So I was super impressed with her. And she just, like, attacks it. Like, her facial expression, she really, like,
performs it. Yeah, her performance was probably the best part of it.
Yeah, she was so good. I think she's going to be – I think she's just going to keep getting better and better because she's very teachable. You can tell that she, like – understands her body. She's going to be able to really nail down the technique. And Artem's a great teacher. So she's going to be so good. She already was, honestly. She was amazing.
Yeah, she was great. But I bet it'll just get better.
Yeah.
Next up, we have Suni and Sasha.
Yay!
This one was fun.
So fun. I was excited and nervous because I feel like I was like, oh, I just want them both to do so well. Sasha's one of my best friends on the show. And then Suni, we've gotten really close with, and she works with our same manager. So it's like, I feel like she's become part of like the family. So I like really wanted her to do well. And I knew that she was like, she's worked so hard. They both have.
Yeah.
And I knew that the potential was there. So I'm like, please just let everything go so smooth and have it be perfect. And it was, they were amazing.
Yeah. They did so good. Her jive, it was very clean. And that's, I think, just the nature of where she came from gymnastics, everything was technical and clean, but I just wanted her just to let loose a little bit more. And I think that's what the judges said a ton, which in that too, it's like, it's the first show. She was probably nervous and she's kind of a reserved person, isn't she? I haven't met her.
Yeah, she's a little bit more reserved at first, but like when you get to know her, she's so fun and outgoing and talkative. But I think
awesome.
So it's really hard on the show because on one end, you're like, you want to grill technique with your partners and you want them to be focused, but then you also want them to let loose and have fun. And it's hard to do both at the same time, especially for somebody who's used to like for Suni, I think they even talked about this after, like her gymnastics is not about performing. It's not about facial expressions. It's about executing the movements in an incredible way. So that's something that I feel like every gymnast on the show has had to kind of overcome. Every single one of them. You have Lori, you have Simone, you have Allie Raisman, you have Nastia Lukin. They all went through that kind of transformation moment of, okay, it's not just about the steps. It's about performing.
Yeah.
So I do think that will happen for her, but I agree. Last night was a little bit more just like perfect and pretty, but I think
but
we
it was
can
awesome.
Get to see her like, yeah, it was amazing. And yeah. they were at the top of the leaderboard. So obviously yeah. that's the thing too, is it works. It's not like it's bad. The judges loved it. They appreciated the technique. So, but it's like, yeah. if you think about it, if she can have that much incredible technique and then also tap into the performance, it's going to be amazing.
It's going to be great. Yeah. I'm excited.
Yeah.
To
I think
see
it
her.
Just like, it just takes time for them to get, you know, I think getting that first show out of the way is really good.
Yeah.
And they got all eights, right? Or no?
Like, yeah, 28. No.
Oh, no, that's not all eights. They got
sevens.
Probably 7, 7, 7, 8.
No, 7 times 4 is 28. Yeah, so they got sevens across the board.
Okay, okay. So they weren't at the top of the leaderboard. I'm sorry. I was wrong.
No,
there.
But it's okay.
Gotcha. Okay, cool.
Okay. Next up, we have Cody and Cheryl.
Woo! I was so – well, okay. So I actually have to admit that I had no idea. I don't have a Peloton. I didn't know who he was when I first heard his name, but then obviously, like, researched and found out who he was. I was so excited to watch him. I loved the Pelotons at the intro. And those were, like, actual Pelotons. I'm like, where are you putting those after? Can I take one home? Because, like, are they going to sit in storage?
But also, I was like – they were on it for 0.5 seconds and then got off. Like, I wanted to see more of your stuff.
I know. That's kind of the weird thing about these first couple. Like, our dances were less than a minute. Mine was 57 seconds. So it's so hard.
That's no time at all.
No time. It's like, get into it right away. Like, normally you can have more fun with intros and, like, set up the performance a little bit more. But with this, it was just like, go. Like,
yeah,
there was no time for that.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I loved watching him dance. I do feel like, similar to Jimmy – that, I mean, he had a tango and I feel like he did it great, but I think his personality and, like, I want to be able to see him in a style where he can really, like, let loose and go for it. And I feel like in the tango, it doesn't call for that. So it's harder.
Yeah. Yeah.
But I know it's in there. I mean,
they did some things where it was like they broke frame and did stuff where you could see his personality coming out more, which I thought was fun. But I don't know. It was good. Yeah. I thought it was good. I think he was really nervous. Like, I don't think he really talked about how nervous he was, because I think a lot of it he just was like, you could tell. But which I'm like, which is so true. Like,
yeah, I guess
expect
I didn't
anything
really
different. But
yeah, maybe he what I guess honestly. So this was getting closer to my dance, and I feel like I wasn't paying attention as much because I was kind of like, whoa. The beginning of the first like hour, I was sitting there watching everything like a viewer at home. But then once that second hour came around, I was kind of like – but, yeah, I mean, it could have been just nerves, because I know he has – I mean, he has such a big personality. We know we're going to see him, like, really let loose. But maybe, it was just a little
– just a little nerves, which is totally fine.
Yeah.
Yeah, and they got a 24 out of 40. So they got all sixes.
Oh, nice. Oh, wow. Which, I mean, I will say his frame wasn't – his frame was good, but it wasn't – as sharp as I feel like it needed to be. And I feel like his butt could have been tucked under a little bit more. So, like, on a technical standpoint, I get that. But he also performed it really well. So,
yeah, he was in it. Yeah. Okay. Next up, we have Amanda Klutz and Alan.
Okay. I was literally bawling during her package.
It was so sad.
That really struck, she is such a incredible woman. I don't know how she has gone through all the things she's gone through and still, like, been able to make a positive out of it. Like, I imagine myself in her shoes and I really don't know if I could, like, even continue on in that sense. So I think she is so
well. She just
amazing.
Seems like such a like a positive, bright person that I'm just like, how does she get through something like that?
I know. She really is. She was just so positive through all of it, and I'm sure there were times that sucked. But, like, the fact that she could, I don't know, just make it, like, a positive thing is amazing. And with a baby. Like, she has a son. So,
I didn't know that.
Yeah, they have, like, a 15-month-old baby.
They didn't talk about that at all in the package.
Yeah, that's the thing.
Sad.
The packages were so short. I feel like we didn't even get to hear, like, the whole thing. But I was just so impressed with her. And, I mean, the package had me very emotional. I was very just like, oh, my gosh, she's incredible. And then their dance was amazing.
It was, like, so good. She was, like, she beautiful.
Was amazing. Like, when I say week one, that was incredible. Technique, everything. And it was a tango. So that's how – that's the thing is, like, a lot of people had tango where I feel like we didn't really get to see them shine as well. But But I feel like she still was able to let her personality shine through in that performance, and it was very good.
Awesome. She just like literally up top, she just looked so good, so graceful.
So, yeah.
So pretty. And that's hard to look when you're doing tango because it's a really like, I don't know, tight, sharp dance. She just kept her upper body really like beautiful, which was awesome.
Yeah. She was great. And she's one of the girl celebs who does have dance experience, and she never really like – I can't remember if she mentioned it, but it's nice that like people who have dance experience, they're not really like shying away from it. They're like, yeah, I have danced before, and that definitely helps, but it's also different, but it does help. Like I don't want to undermine it because it does help, and all of us pros have had partners with dance experience at some point, and it's definitely a different experience because they understand. They've learned choreography before, they've danced to music, they understand counts, they understand performing. So it is definitely a huge advantage to have dance experience, but that doesn't mean that your work still isn't cut out for you. And it also puts like added pressure on you because people are expecting so much. So I wouldn't say that it's like any easier, but it definitely helps in the process, if that makes
sense. Totally. Yeah. Well, just even like learning choreography, like that's something in itself. So if she's, I feel like that probably helped a little bit. Okay, next up we have Martin Cove and Britt Stewart.
Okay, you guys. So I need to preface this. First of all, stating right now that Britt is a rock star.
Yep.
Like Britt stole the show last night because she was a pro who made the best of her situation and freaking danced her heart out.
Like, yeah, she did, literally.
So also, let me give you a little backstory. So remember when I said that me and Matt have had about 2.5 weeks of rehearsal, which means what? That's at least like, at least 12 days of rehearsing together. Britt and Martin got 4 days total before the premiere.
No way. 4 days.
Yep. Only 4 days. So that right there, especially when you're starting with somebody who is 75 years old.
Not danced.
Not like, danced at all. That's a huge disadvantage. So it sucks because it's like they can't say that on the show. They're not going to like put that in the package because it's not really important information.
But I mean, but it is because a lot of the judges are just like, I feel like you need to take your rehearsal more seriously. And it's like, because for me, I'm like, oh gosh. Like, I mean, it was a struggle, to say the least. Like, it was a struggle. But now hearing that he only had 4 days of rehearsal, that's like –
and part of it was because he – I don't know if he understood how much time needs to be put into the show.
Yeah.
So I don't know if it was like – I don't know. But they only had 4 days. So that's not a lot of time. I mean, that's stressful with somebody who has dance experience. So
yeah.
And I mean, the intro, though, of him
– it was – so good.
Cute.
So and just like cute. So powerful. Like he was just like sensei. In it.
I know. I was dying. It was so cute. So I loved it. Here's my thing. He was entertaining. I was thoroughly entertained. I enjoyed every minute. Even when he sat there and just had his karate hands up and didn't move for like 2 counts of 8, I was pumped because then you have Britt there like freaking killing it.
Oh, doing she the kicks, was doing literally, all the moves. I was like, you go, girl.
I know.
Seriously, she rocked killed it. That.
But yeah, that obviously. It wasn't great. He did not really know what he was doing, but they had no time and I feel bad. And that's always really hard. And I won't say all of us have been in that position, but a lot of us have been the pro who's with the partner who's over 70 years old. And it's just, it's different.
It's different.
It's not, it's really all you care about is just getting through it. And he got through it.
Yeah.
It wasn't wonderful by any means, but it was entertaining. So at the end of the day, that's more fun than anything.
Yeah, I kind of felt bad when they were giving him his scores because it's like, I don't know. I get it. They have to be judges and they have to like score them, but I just thought it was sad. Like, I don't think he deserved a 3.
But I will say I was worried they were going to be mean to him, and I don't feel like they were mean.
No,
they were nice, but then it's like at the end of the day, I mean, if they're giving Iman a 4, he has to have a 3. You know what I mean?
It's true.
Like in Len's eyes, it's like he can't give Iman a 4 and then give Martin a 4 because they were –
it's true.
I mean, Iman shouldn't have gotten a 4, but then if he's going to get a 4, Martin has to get a 3 at least. Yeah. So
they got a 13 out of 40,
That's
which is so hard.
Yeah.
But – I mean, I loved his commitment to the character that he had. I mean, it's not even a character. I feel like it's like who he is.
Yeah, it is.
But I don't know. I thought it was – his performance was great.
But hopefully with a little more time this week, he can make it a little bit better. We'll yeah. see.
Okay, next up we have Kenya Moore and Brandon.
Ooh, she's so beautiful.
She is. That was the first thing I said to Mom. I'm like, she is so beautiful. Like
stunning.
Stunning. And I was just like the whole time, just her stage presence, her like smile, like she was just beautiful. Like so all guess around what? Beautiful. What?
Brandon, she was Miss USA.
Okay, so they said that on the show.
Yes, I had no idea.
She but I mean, it makes USA. Sense.
I know. She's
she deserved stunning. That. She is beautiful. And just yeah, the way she so carried pretty. Herself, like yeah. she just was really, I don't know. Classy I really, really and, liked like, her. Stunning. Yes. Yeah. Classy is the word I was looking for. She did really awesome. Good.
Yeah.
Yeah, I really thought she did great. She did a foxtrot. And
yeah.
Yeah, I thought it was good.
I did too. And I think she'll just keep getting better. So
totally.
Yeah.
And they got a 26 out of 40. So they got all sixes. Oh, that's great.
Yeah, they got – no, they got sevens too. They got – because 24 they got, would be – a. They got two sevens, which is really good.
That
yeah.
is really good for a first
That's
week.
A really good score.
That's awesome. Okay. Next up, we have Christine Chu and Pasha.
Oh, my goodness. Well, first of all, she looked stunning. Her costume was so pretty.
It was like, so glam.
All of us girls were so – we're like, oh, my gosh, I want her dress. Like, it was so pretty. She looked great. I thought – well, I can't lie. I guess I saw it in dress rehearsal. I didn't see it live because that was okay. me and Matt were in our little practice station. So I didn't see it live. So you're going to have to talk about that.
No,
but I mean, in dress rehearsal, it looked great.
Yeah, I think she looked great. There were like a couple little like not stumbles but just like little missteps. But okay. she was really good at like – her posture was really good. And like her – I don't know because they did – what dance did they do?
Tango.
Tango, yes. So her posture was actually really good. Like she just looked really good on the upper body. There was like some little like missteps on that. But
did the judges say anything about that or no?
I'm trying to remember. They said – so on this, and I remember they talked about her dislocating her rib or something. And so
– oh, yeah.
They talked about how she had a really great back. Like, she really did. She had, like, a really pretty, like, arched, like, flexible back. And then she's, like, I think said that she dislocated a rib, so it wasn't as good. But it was freaking awesome already. So I'm like,
yeah,
go you. Because that's not easy. Because when you dance and you don't – and your something hurts, that's not easy.
Yeah.
But I thought it was really good. The frame was really pretty. Derek said to get lower to the ground. Oh, so just like be more grounded.
Yeah.
Yeah. But they got a 25 out of 40.
25 out of 40. So they got 1.7. Wow. That's good.
Which is good. Yeah.
Yeah, that is good.
Okay. Then it was you guys.
Whoop, whoop.
Your guys was a little the Crocs thing. I was dead.
So
you probably did you hear that?
Hear what?
When they talked about the Crocs.
Oh, yeah. Well, because poor freaking guy. So he wears Crocs all the time. But he was told, and I like, so he wears the Crocs. He shows up. We like just meet. We talk about it. And then he's like, do they have my dance shoes here? I was like, what do you mean? He's like, in the email, it said they'd provide dance shoes. So I just showed up in my Crocs because I thought they were going to give me dance shoes. And I read his email and they said that. Like it says in there, like, we will provide dance shoes at the studio when you arrive. Oh. And he was like, I did not think I was going to be in these the whole rehearsal. Otherwise, I would have brought like tennis shoes. And he's like, I thought you were going to give me dance shoes. I'm like, oh, they really
That makes under the it bus 10 there. Times funnier.
I know. It was so funny, though.
That is hilarious. But yeah, your score, you got 24 out of 40 if you didn't know.
24. Okay, yeah, all sixes.
All sixes.
Honestly, I feel like I like blacked out. But yes, now I remember. I remember all sixes.
It was great. It was so good. We already talked about
great.
You.
But he was great. We already talked about him. We don't need to do more. But I was super proud of him. And I was happy because sometimes you're like not sure how they'll respond to the judge's comments. And he was like, yeah, I agree. Let's work on all those things. So
perfect.
I was happy about that.
Yeah. Okay, next up, it was Brian Austin Green and Sharna.
Ooh, my goodness. Okay, so I've been really anticipating this because it's such a different dynamic. Obviously, they announced it, but Sharna and Brian are dating. They've been dating for a while. And this isn't the first time we've had that because a long time ago, Julianne, her boyfriend came on the show and they danced together, but they only made it to like week two. Like they didn't make it very far.
Wait, who's her boyfriend?
He was some country singer, Chuck Wicks or something. I can't remember. But they didn't make it very far. But I think Sharna and Brian are going to make it pretty far. So,
well, he was surprisingly good. Like He was really good. Like he kind of looked like a dancer. Like where I was like, have you had training before? Where it was
And I don't know.
He was really good. Yeah.
Yeah, he was really good.
But wow, can you imagine? I could not imagine dancing with Topher. I would probably kill him.
I know. It really is crazy, like, thinking about that because it's such a different dynamic. And it's like you don't want to, like, jeopardize your personal relationship. You want to make sure everything stays good there. So it's hard. I know. I think about that too. I'm like, me and Sam would get in serious fights.
Oh,
so
we would be pissed
at each other because I would just be like – you suck. Like, I feel like I'd be less nice to him because I know him. So I would just be like, get it together.
And it would be hard too for them to like to always be told that they're doing something wrong.
Yes. Know? Yeah. It's not. I mean, it's just a hard thing to be in. But I mean, I think they handled it. I mean, I'm assuming
they did good.
Yeah, they did great.
There was the funniest part where he was like, they're talking about each of them individually during like the last part. And he said something like, I'm just over here peeing my pants. And it was so funny. And you could tell Sharna like lost it and like couldn't like it was.
Wait, when?
So it was just when Tyra was talking to them after the scores.
Uh-huh.
And it was like, oh, Sharna, like she said something how Sharna looked like so sexy and was looking at him like with such fierce eyes and was like, ooh, you know. And then he was like, and then there's me that was like about to pee my pants. And it was so funny. Sharna literally lost it. Like she couldn't stop laughing while they were giving the scores. It was so funny.
Oh, that's funny. I missed that completely.
That's awesome.
Oh, that's funny.
I know. It's fun though too. It's like then it's like it would be hard, but I also can you imagine how fun it would be to do that with Topher?
Well, you get
like,
to just hang out with them all day
yes.
long.
Yes. And, like, at the end of the day, like, you would – it would be hard, but then it's like, you know you love each other. So it's like –
well, yeah, and you'd just be excited for him for whatever he did or how he did.
Yeah, exactly. So
it was good.
I don't know.
Okay. Last but not least, we have JoJo and Jenna.
Okay. Huge moment for the show. I think everybody was anticipating this. Like, how is it going to be? And I have to say, I freaking loved their dance.
Oh, it was so good.
It was so fun. JoJo is such a performer. She looked like a natural out there. She was in it. And then the best part was Jenna has a little slip and JoJo's just freaking like saves her
she
and gets right back into it.
Literally like pulled her up.
I know.
It was like
it
a
was
half
amazing.
Second. Yeah.
And that just
awesome.
Shows like how professional she is because that's hard to do. Usually that would like completely throw off somebody and she just handled it like a champ. I think Jenna did such a good job choreographing a dance that works for two girls but still stays true to Quickstep because
she did a really good job because that would be hard. Just
You know.
But she did so good. It was so much fun to watch. Their costumes were just like so outrageous and fun. I loved it. Her hair was amazing.
I know.
It had like the sparkles in
the
it.
The glitter, the sparkles.
It was
she was
awesome.
She was backstage like putting rhinestones on her dress. Like she wanted more. She was adding it. She put rhinestones on her ears. Like it was so fun.
It.
She like was so freaking into it. So
wait, have you talked to Jenna? How's her knee? I saw that.
She's
she
okay.
Like, yeah.
Yes. She's okay. I think it kind of like popped in and out of socket,
ooh,
which is not good, but she's okay now. So.
Oh, good.
I mean, I think it'll probably be sore, but she's not like seriously injured. So that's good.
Oh, that is good.
But yeah, freaking stressful.
But yeah, they got the highest score. They got 29 out of 40. They got the first eight. They said that that's the first eight they've ever had on week one.
Really?
Like in the history of the show. Yeah. So
wait,
eight
really?
Was the highest. Yeah. I mean, that's what they said. So, which is cool.
Wow. That is really cool. Jeez.
But yeah, that is all of the dancers. I'm just so happy that you've announced who you're with because I feel like you couldn't talk about it on social media. You had to be careful about not showing Matt. And it's just like, now you got to just be free and make TikToks. So that's fun.
I know. Now we get to just post our whole rehearsal online. I know. It's really nice. It's so much more relaxed and fun that we can do that. So
yeah. Well, yay. But you guys did so good. It was so much
fun
to watch.
It was such a good first episode. Like it's going to be really interesting to see how this season goes because there's so many good dancers, so many fun personalities. I really don't have any idea like how it's going to pan out.
It was just good. And I was like excited about watching every person. Like usually I'm like, but I was so excited to see them dance. I don't know. I was really excited. That was fun. You know, I like got so like fun. Sweaty and nervous for you.
Oh, did you really?
Yeah. Like, my armpits were sweating. But you did so good.
Thank you. I know. It was kind of scary. It was weird doing it again. I'm like, oh, like what's going to happen?
No, you killed it. It was so fun. But
it was fun.
Well, yay, you guys. We hope you enjoyed this episode. I feel like this is really fun because I like to talk to you about it too. Like I want to hear your thoughts and things that happen. So I'm like, this is fun for me because I feel like we're just chatting and it's really
I know
because
we would normally do it anyway. So now we just get to like involve everybody
put a microphone
else
in front of it.
I know. No, I love it too. And we'll try to – we'll definitely do this every single week. Sometimes though we might just like quickly – like we wanted to go all in this time, but we might briefly discuss it and then talk about some other topics. So we'll kind of see how it goes as we get further into the season. But it was so much fun.
I know. Thank you guys so much for listening. We hope you enjoyed it. If you haven't already, go give us a review and a rating because, you know, we think we're awesome.
Because we want them.
We need them.
Please.
But yeah, you guys, thanks so much for listening. And we will see you next Wednesday.
Yay. Bye, you guys.
Bye.